Begin the current daf. Pesachim daf yud. Begin on Melal. Begin to take the mask that begins towards the Gemara. Alch be'echem en ba'asat tars. He went on one of them and he did tahiras. So Tosfos explains, why do you need this element of asat tars? We're talking about this doubt regarding what we compare this case of the two paths. One went on one went on the other one, and one of them is a tamei path. So we're saying that, oh, if they asked separately, so they're both going to be tar, because they both have a cheskes tar. What bothers Tosfos is, how do not get tahiras? Why are you saying that they then engaged each one in tahiras, and the suffix is regarding that? But like, come out of them tar. Why don't you just talk about the fact that the person is tar? What do you have to talk about the fact what it later touches that that's going to be tar? Says Tosfos, actually, because Mishum Lagavi, regarding the person, although you're right, as we're saying, for what they're touching, we do have a cheskes tahara, but actually, we actually do require the people to immerse themselves and to be sprayed, to be purified. Why? I was saying cheskes tahara, but shalai yigush name betruma, because you could run into a problem. They both touch the same truma. That's a truma tama v'adois. Baich v'misa, then whoever touches is definitely going to be, the truma is for shogmi tame, and the one who eats is going to have misa. Let's say they both touch one person, he goes into the Megiddush. So if actually they themselves would require, so if we mentioned regarding the thing that they touched, to say that that is what remains tar. Tinnik says the master begins with the Gemara. The Vasachas was at one time, Dibra called to man. Everyone agrees that they're going to be tummy. Chase explained that this is rabbinic, but Minatar, they're tar, because although it's saying regarding these two people on the two paths, if they come to ask the Shaila at the same time, the both can be tummy, so it's near they would seem to hang the Rabbanah. That's rabbinically. Because in the Reis of Biblical, Philip of Asach is Torim, the fact that they're coming to ask their question at the same time, that doesn't make them tummy, because they're saying they have a Cheskes Tahara. And since they do, so what's the difference of asking at the same time? Rather, it must be a rabbinic law. Ketinik says, Master begins with the Gemara, Suffolk all, Suffolk loyal, for not sure if it went in or not. Ain't a bika, that case of the mouse, if we're not sure if it went into the house or not, is the case of the open field, which faces two difficulties on what the Gemara is saying. Because Tamil Ari, the re-wonder is, how could you compare this case of the mouse to the case of the open fields? There, Belaza says it's going to be tar, because there's two doubts. Maybe the person went into the field, maybe not. And even if he did, maybe he touched, maybe he didn't touch the grave. Whereas the Chacham hold that it's still a subject to Mishas Yachad, so you're going to be telling me even my two doubts. But the hacha over here, even if there's only one doubt, we say that there's a chazaka of that the house was checked. I mean, like we previously said. So even the chacham would agree that we wouldn't be concerned that maybe the mouse went into the house. Additionally, Taisa says, "El dima," he said previously, the Gemara compared this case of subject to Mishas Rabim to a doubt of a tum in the public domain, because the Gemara is comparing it to two paths which are under Mishas Rabim. They were comparing it to subject of tum in Mishas Yachid, because that's what those fields are talking about in the winter months, which is what that bick is. So Taisa doesn't answer these two questions, how to understand these two questions on the Gemara. Continuing next the Masechta begins with the Gemara, Safik biyatar. You're not sure if you even entered into that area, then that subject is going to be tar. Chayes explains the reasoning of this machleik jubilez in the Chachamim, which the Gemara brought, this Mishnah Masech, this taris, regarding if someone goes into the open fields in the winter months, one of the fields have a grave, jubilez says the person is tar, come say you're going to be tummy. So Pirshri, the re explains, the besfek svek apliki, their dispute is regarding a double doubt. First of all, you're not sure if you went in, and if you went in, if you touched or not, and became Pirshri bin the tam, the vizir, peg basra, that on daf ayinu milal. Of a Rashi, Pirush Midnyach, Rashi there explains differently. But Vener Lari, it seems to the Ri, so if that's what they're disagreeing about regarding Sveik Sveika, so what's the principle that they're disagreeing about? The time, Rabbi Eliezer, the Matam Sveik Sveika, the reason Rabbi Eliezer says you're tar by this double doubt, which is maybe you went in, and even if you went in, maybe you touched, although it's in a private domain, which we say that by we learn that from a suspected adulterous woman that we could presume her to be tamei at the safik in Rosh Hashanah, that's el safik achas kezaita. It's only regarding one doubt: did she do it? Did she not? Like a saita would be only one safik of a trace safik alive, but in like in this case, with these two doubts, then we don't say that this is going to be a halacha of tuma. Whereas Rabban Sabi, the Rabban hold that no, even the minadin of a safik achas kezaita, since even regarding one safik, the truth is, we should say that they think should be tar. Why? Because dogma cheskes tahara. Truth is, most things, when it has a suffix, it has its original chazaka being tar. And still the chazaka kasev learns out from sight that says that the person is going to be tame. So who have not? Philip Trace figure. Then the same chazaka kasev would be even by two doubts. Doesn't make a difference. And therefore they say that the person is going to be tame. Tin next says the master that begins the words of the Gemara. All about the Gvalay Ashka. So the mouse went in. Then they checked, and they didn't find the piece. Said the Gemara, plug Rami Rabban. So this is a machlekes Rami and Rabban, which basically explained that what should the person do if they don't find the chametz? He's saying it's machlekes Rami Rabban. So it says Taisus Tameitz a wonder. Afil Rami even according to Rami Rabban that he says loy mi becheskes tuma b'chula. He says yeah, you had three piles, one was tummy, one two were not, and you check all three and you don't find any one of them. So you say okay, you have to presume that's tummy until you find it. Vinafkimin and the ramification is the tyrus and asag above for those three piles. If you ever engage with tyrus, you have to presume that thing's going to be tummy. So okay, that's practical for the halochas of tumma and tara. But halacha gabe bedika. But okay, let's get practical regarding the case we're comparing it to. Here regarding bedikas is chametz. Kimech abadik lematza. The guy checked the whole house. Yeah, the mouse went in with the bread. He checked every. He couldn't find it. Mayas, what should he do? If it's a chul libdik pam shniya, even if that would mean you require him to go out and do a bedikah a second time, namaloyimta, he's still not going to find it anyway. So what's the practical ramification? Now Rashi Pirsh, he actually explains that no, the filler meya, the even korban meya that he holds by tuma. If you didn't find it, you remain with the chazaka and everything's going to be considered as tuma. Here by bedikas chametz, no, he agrees to the chacham. The Amar he says, emra achbar achli. We could say that maybe the mouse ate it. Why? Because the bedikas chametz is in rabbanon. There he's regarding laws of dairaisa of tumatar. Here where it's only rabbinic, because the bedikas chametz only rabbinically, so there he would agree in our case regarding the bedika that actually you wouldn't have to check. But says Taisa Bakasha, that's difficult, because the Behed Yo'amar explicitly the Gemara says that it's plukt remei rabbanon. Why would you say plukt if you're saying the remei agrees to rabbanon? So therefore, Yishlam Matei says what you could say is demai b'shle batla. We could be talking about where the person never did a bitla of the chametz. Ah, but come on, that's what the Gemara is saying. Le'meir le'sagi b'vatika. Yeah, it's machlikas remei rabbanon. What do you do now? You're right. It's not going to help to check anyway, like Tessa was asking. But we're saying according to me, it's not enough with the check and keeping the le'ashkach since you didn't find it. And therefore, have a subject lav le'imatzi. So now you're a doubt of a isad erei sub le'imatzi. So what the Gemara is saying, according to me, but talk levatla, you have to do a bitl. And that would be sufficient to a mayor, and that, yeah, you wouldn't have to do a bidika a second time, because like we said, what's the point? You already checked, you're not going to have to find it, because to la'er ila b'savik tumah deraisa, that Reb Meir was only saying in the case of a savik tumah by deraisa, but now that you already did a bitl, and now it's only a suffix regarding the bidika, which is now the rabbinic, because you did a bitl, then sorry, that's what's saying that he would agree that you don't have to check for it anymore, but that would be the machlekes that would come out between Reb Meir and Rabban, if you would have to do a what would be the ramification of this case of doing a bitl now to make it into a rabbinic? Because, yeah, Reb Meir, as we see in that machlekes, he says it only regarding biblical law. It's in the next text of Master that begins with Zigmar, Chul and Meiser, Shenim, Rabban, Zabazet. Yeah, we're saying that's considered. You have Chul and Meiser that are mixed in one with the other. Chase explains, so what do you do now? Well, in other words, we said according to that opinion that you have, it's both mixed together. So Pishakunj, Rashi explains, so what do you do? Shiyab Islam Bishabamun, and you don't know which is which. 100 is Chul and 100 is Maiser, according to that opinion. So Rashi says, what you do is you bring coins worth a mana, which is the amount of Hamas Maiser Sheni mixing over here. But I mean, the person says, Kamakam Shuhu Mois Maiser Sheni, wherever in this mixture is the money is Maiser Sheni, Yumachalal and Mois Allah should be consecrated on these monies. Says Taisa Bechin and Pirishkin, for nothing Rashi had to say this. Because you don't have to bring other monies. From these monies themselves, you could take that measurement of the how much meiser there is over here. I mean, they could say, im elo mois meiser, these are the meiser monies, haritev, that's good. And I'll use them for meiser. And if not, come up, wherever they are in this mixture, in mechalon, I'll leave them. They consecrate on these, and therefore, why do you have to bring other monies? Now, Riva hikshul pirish Rashi, and Riva actually asked on Rashi, the eich yachal chalas loim, how could you even say that? Not only bechinam, but I could even say that you're going to deconsecrate on coins. But Perkazav Amar, the Gemara B'Mitzvah of Memhei Manav says, Tiva Tiva Lemechalim, you can't deconsecrate monies of Hekdesh of Maaser Sheni on other monies. B'Sham Parashim, that we explained, and therefore, how could Rashi even have said that? Ketunek says, Masle, that begins with the Gemara, Hinich Esher Matzah Tesha. Someone put down 10 pieces, and he finds 9 pieces. Pluk, the Rebbe Rabbanan, Esher Machlik, Rebbe Rabbanan. Shesha explains that Rebbe goes according to his reasoning, and we're talking about that the loaves are actually tied one with the other. As Tais explains, the Rebbe Tamei, Rebbe is going to his reasoning. Dama that he says, who kevish avet, who kevish anemtza? As we mentioned before, that when you check and you find one, so you presume that's the one that was lost. So, kibin shematza echad. So, if this is that you had 10 pieces, now you only find 9, and then you find one piece, and it's archlivik, you don't have to check anymore. You don't have to say that, oh, maybe it's somewhere else. No, because that's the one that you lost, is the one presuming that it's there. Well, the Rabbanan, not Shemat Zasa, but according to Rabbanan, you have to check until you find 10 pieces. Like Rashi explained, because we presume that these are different pieces, and you have to find 10 pieces. Now, Taisa qualifies as a Ma'iri Shekolik Akar Kshum Zebiz. You have to say that all these loaves are tied to each other, because during the Plukti Rebbe Rabbanan, this is what we're comparing to the Machlekes Rebbe Rabbanan, where the Peir come in the Bey Amad, and the first Peir in Bey, the Yudim and Bez, the Gemara tells us, Machlekes Mekisim Kshurim. There are Machlekes regarding these monies only if the Peirs are tied one to the other. Avakshen Kshurim, if they're not tied, Dibri HaKol, everyone would agree, and the words of our taste say, that Chul Ma'isashin Merabin Zebezeh, but the appropriate Girsa is, that Mana Munach U Mana Mutal. Everyone agree that actually, that it's not different monies. Rather, you have part that was taken and part that was left over here. And therefore, here by Chametz also, if the loaves were not tied one to the other, everyone would agree that you would say that these are the original ones that were here. Now, then says Taisis, Vavagav the Hashtag in Litlis Vachbaram, but wait a second, now you cannot say that it was the mice that took the loaf, because it's not normal for mice to take one and leave the rest, rather than take it all. So then what's the suffix, what's the chashash we're having over here? And that says Taisis, Talina Mekitanim. But we suspended on that it was little children that they took and they left some, and therefore that's why the house needs to have a bedikah.